This is Carl Valeri with the Stuck Mike Avcast. I'm here reporting at Sun and Fun in front of some beautifully restored Stearman's out here near the Coconut Flyers. Again, we're reporting for Sun and Fun Radio. And first, let's talk a little bit about your Stearman here that we're looking at. It's a beautiful silver, really well-maintained and incredibly restored. And your name is?
I'm Andy Porter, and my son Mike Porter is the main restorer on this airplane. He's an ANPIA. And all of this work was done in-house by my son. I bought the airplane in 1997. Nobody knew the history. Mike immediately went to work to discover the origins of the airplane. We got the history down here. It started life at Union City, Tennessee, where it was flown by General Donald Streight, 13 and a half victories, commander of 361st Fighter Squadron in Europe, flying Jersey Jerk P-51. There are pictures down there of him in training at Union City in 1942, and then again last summer of him reuniting with the airplane at Reading, Pennsylvania. Feb 10, 43, the airplane went on to Sweetwater, Texas, with Women's Air Force Service pilots. It's the only trainer restored back to WASP configuration that we know of. We have got it painted and restored here exactly how it was at Avenger Field. On the other wheel over there, you'll be able to see pictures of it at Avenger Field with the WASP. The aircraft has had some success with awards. It's won Silver Wrench Oshkosh and Best of Class, and it also got the Preservation Award last year at AirVenture 2011. We're really happy with it, and we're very pleased to be here down in Florida with you at Sun and Fun.
Yeah, you know, I noticed on here a couple things. There's, I think it's called Fifanella. What is that, and how did they come up with
it? Fifanella was the WASP had that design by Walt Disney. It's like their logo. It was over the gate at Avenger Field. They called it Fifi, and it's their mascot, so to speak. So we've got that in one of the pictures. We've also got it on, you'll see there, between the two cockpits. That's a 318th Army Air Force Flight Training Detachment, which is the WASP. Last year, actually, we were real happy. Texas National Bank sponsored us to bring the airplane down for the WASP Memorial Weekend homecoming. We had 22 WASP there. I think about four of them had actually flown this airplane at Avenger Field. B. Haydu, Schutze Reynolds, Jan Goodrum, couple others. And so what we've tried to do is to restore the history of these ladies who were unique. There's probably, I'm not sure how many, are probably a couple of hundred or so still alive out of the original 1,000 that did train. And so we're proud to preserve the history.
Yeah, this is terrific. It's wonderful that you're doing this. And I love the fact that I can actually read about the history here in Sweetwater, Texas. Now, something our listeners don't get to see right now when they come out here to the Warbirds, they'll see is that it's like a silver color, and that surprised me. And could you tell me a little bit about the history there? I always see yellow when I see these.
Actually, Army Air Corps was blue and yellow. You'll see down here on this picture, early days in the war, Union City, it was blue and yellow, which was standard Army Air Corps. The center airplane in that picture down there is at Union City. It is this airplane. When it originally came out of the factory, Boeing Stearman, it was blue and yellow. As the aircraft was later assigned in February of 43 to go down to Sweetwater, the WASP had their airplanes painted silver. It was actually painted silver at Union City prior to leaving to go to Avenger Field.
Okay, and does the silver signify anything, or?
Actually, May of 42, there was a technical order put out that all of the Stearmans were to go silver. Not all did, but it was a question of wartime and wanting to standardize and So in point of fact, we're probably, by the end of the war, more silver ones than any other color. Although you don't see it today very much, it's a hard color to paint. It's not quite as attractive, maybe in some ways, to some people, but that's how they were. We like it because it's kind of warbirdy, and it's original.
Oh, yeah, I think it looks really, really sharp. Well, thanks for talking to us. I want to move on to another one that most people are used to. It's the yellow ones. I appreciate you taking the time.
Gene has an absolutely beautiful Canadian PT-17.
Tell me a little bit about this gorgeous-looking PT-17 here with just shining on the warbird field.
Yes, this is a PT-27. Boeing made about 10,000 Stearmans, and out of the 10,000, 300 of them were PT-27s, which were a leaseback to the Canadian Air Corps. This plane and all the other ones were rejected because it was too cold for them because of the open cockpit. Then it was delivered in 42 in Calgary, Canada. I was in there for 2 days. They rejected it, and then went down to Texas for the Army Corps as a trainer. This is the way it came out of the factory with the exact markings, and everything's to scale. We have the rondelles on it, which are the scale. The
rondelles being those circular little designs as the
like bullseyes. That's right. Everybody thinks they're bullseyes, but that was the British markings back during the war, and to this day, they look like bullseyes. And under the wings, if you can see, there's big, large serial numbers of the Canadians designated. One's one way, and one's the other way. That way, and they were painted yellow so they can see them from the ground. They're easily to see, and the big serial numbers are, if somebody's on the ground, they know who's flying that airplane if they mess up, and that's why underneath the Canadian airplanes you'll see the large letters. They're pretty visible, and I found that I got in a lot of pieces, and it took me 7.5 years to restore it, and I have only about 40 hours on it now.
Oh, wow. You did a great job. Now, can they find this somewhere as far as on the internet or pictures of it?
Yeah, it's not as easy to find, but, yeah, you could probably Google PT-27 and see some pictures of it. Maybe not my plane, but somebody else's plane. But it's there's a lot of history to this, too. It was made a crop duster after the war and traveled all over and ended up in near Pennsylvania, where I'm originally from, and that's where I found it, and I surprised my wife one day and bought it and a lot of pieces and restored it.
What'd she think of that?
Oh, she wasn't real happy at first. But we're still married.
Still married. Yeah. That was the next question.
Yeah.
So she kept both of you in the airplane.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, the Sun and Fun is a great, great opportunity if you're a non-flyer or you have any kind of interest in aviation. Boy, you ought to come out. The weather's great. The flying is great. A lot of beautiful airplanes here. And we have about 7 to 10 Stearmans right in line here, ready for everybody's viewing.
Terrific. Hey, and also, I noticed there's another organization here. You're all hanging out having a few beers at a tiki bar. What is this organization here? I like this.
Yeah, we're called the Coconut Flyers. They're friends of mine from Ocala started this. Actually, it's a business they have, but it's also designates partying. I guess they're out here every year. This is my first time with them. Even I just became friends with them. And we have a tiki hut. We have some alcoholic beverages and lots of food. And the one guy is the president of the Antique Biplane Association. He's here. He's one of the owners of the, or one of the members of the Coconut Flyers, I guess. I'm hoping I've become one of the designated new members. I'm drinking my way toward that.
You're up to the challenge.
That's it.
Hey, the coconutflyers.org, is that what it is? Coconutflyers.com?
I don't know. Unfortunately, they're not here right now. I was babysitting the tent, and
you're doing a great job.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Well, again, we're here at the Warbirds near Aldous Stearman's, a PT 27 is what we just looked at. It's right. A gorgeous plane. This is Carl Vlaery with Sun and Fun Radio, and I really, it's a short walk right out the fence to the right. You can see all these wonderful steermans. You really can't miss them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And thanks so much for taking the time. And your name?
Gene Laskowitz.
Okay, Gene, thanks so much.
Thank you.